Hi everyone. So I'm going to talk about Bitcoin this week, which has been down dramatically. It's now at about 4,000, and I'm going to ask and answer some questions. And that's that: how low do I think Bitcoin will go? And also, I'm going to answer a question that one of my viewers has said to me, and that's that: well, why are markets tending to always go up over time? Now, I'm going to answer the second question first because it will actually lead me on to the first question about Bitcoin. So, first of all, markets are just the biggest firms in the US, right? So, say for example, the S&P 500, it's just literally the 500 biggest firms in the US. So, obviously, over time, companies become more profitable, right? If you think about it, say 100 years ago, 120 years ago, Ford was an incredibly innovative company, right? But actually, they invented something which these days was actually very primitive, right? A three-wheel car even was very, very advanced, say 120, 150 years ago. Likewise, even if you think compared to 10 or 15 years ago, the kind of inventions that are coming out today are much more, innovative. And if you think about it, in another 50 or 100 years, when you think of all the technology, AI, and all these kind of new innovations, the companies of today, the Amazons, the Googles, our children or grandchildren or whatever will look at us and think, wow, we were dinosaurs. Those companies were so backwards, right? And it has to be remembered that no company now is on the US stock market, which was originally there. In other words, after GE was knocked off the Dow Jones, there is now no company on the Dow Jones, for example, which was originally there. And I suspect that Amazon and Google and all companies eventually die because that's just the way companies go. There's almost this Darwinian survival of the fittest. Business earnings go towards those, smarter, more innovative firms. So at the end of the day, why do stocks tend to go up over time? Well, have always gone up over time in the last 200 years in the US. And that's that they are backed up by business earnings. So individual stocks can go to zero, but the actual market, like the Dow Jones, S&P, Nasdaq, it's backed up by business earnings. And this social Darwinianism, this kind of survival of the fittest, actually leads to more and more efficient companies, more and more efficient markets, more and more profitable companies, and more business earnings. However, the issue with Bitcoin is something similar to what happened in the 1990s with tech stocks. So in the 1990s, a lot of geeks said, right, the internet's the future. And they were right, right? Why are you listening to this podcast now? Basically, it's true that the internet was the future. However, most people lost money in the late 90s on at least some stocks. I'm talking about people who are stock picking now, not talking about people just buying the Nasdaq. And there is one obvious reason why. Some of these companies were incredibly innovative and they had incredible products, but because of, I don't know, bad sales strategies, bad marketing strategies, other bad strategies, they didn't actually make business earnings, business profits. So they went out of business. Many, many companies have actually come up with good ideas that hasn't led to actually profits and business earnings. I'll give you another example, right? Imagine if tomorrow a pharmaceutical company or a drug company announce that they have got the cure for cancer. Now, in the short term, because a lot of people are speculators, it wouldn't surprise me if their stock price would even go up by 10,000% or more. Because think about it, that would be a much bigger innovation than something like a digital currency. That would be huge, especially if it was like, I don't know, a drug that could cure cancer or an anti-aging drug that ensured we could all live to like over 100, and we could all work productively until 90. Think about how much that would add to global GDP if everyone could work until 90, 95 and be just as healthy as when they were 30. It would be incredibly innovative. So that in the short term, that the stock price would likely go up by thousands of percent. Even if it was a small drugs company, a small pharmaceutical company, it would probably go on to the S&P and the index very quickly. But the fact of the matter is this: if that drug company that had invented this incredible drug, unless they find a way of ensuring they can monetize that, eventually their stock would fall, right? If, for example, let's say they had a problem with their distribution or their costs got out of control or there was some unexpected regulation, like the regulators in 6 months said, oh, you had an unfair advantage, so they give them a massive fine. It could well happen that actually that company eventually would go out of business. It might not happen. That company might become the biggest company in the world. But the point is, unless that innovation, that new drug, is actually eventually backed up by the laws of gravity, which is business earnings, at the end of the day, the company will eventually, be off the market. So it doesn't matter how innovative a company is, they still need to make business earnings to justify the valuation. And, a company can be overvalued for 5 or 10 years, but eventually the laws of gravity, dictate that a company's needs to be on the market based on business earnings. So bringing it back to Bitcoin, let's even imagine now that cryptocurrencies are the future. Let's just say that is the case. But the fact is they don't make business earnings, right? That's the key point. And also, now there's loads and loads of central banks which are actually going into that space. So even if digital currencies are the future, that doesn't mean crypto is going to be the future. And also, now there could be thousands and thousands of coins, right? If this technology is so incredible, and eventually there's loads of people who can create the same, you know, technology, or okay, the blockchain might be based on different technologies, there could eventually be tens of thousands of really, really good cryptocurrencies, including some which are issued by the state, some which are issued by private individuals. And eventually that will mean, even if cryptocurrencies are the future, picking one cryptocurrency that is a success is a bit like picking one stock which is a success. I've said that before, stock picking doesn't work. The average investor only gets about 4% when the market gets 10%. There's so many unknown unknowns. It's almost impossible to do your research, especially because all the information is publicly available. It's almost impossible to stock pick. Same with crypto. If this thing is the future, there's going to be tens of thousands of these coins out there, and it's all going to be publicly available information. So that the chance that somebody's going to pick one particular coin is highly unlikely. So my advice would be this: there's nothing wrong with putting, say, 1% of your wealth in Bitcoin, especially if you're very wealthy and you don't care about losing it, right? If you're a young person who only has, $3,000, and you know what, you think to yourself, well, I don't have much money anyway, so who cares if this goes down to zero? I'm not saying that nobody should try this, and I'm not saying in the short term it can't bounce back, but for anyone who's serious about long-term wealth, they should be putting the lion's share of their wealth in things like, low cost investing, government bonds, real estate investment trusts, and so on.